I'd like to turn to Ms. Gallivant. Do you have anything to say in response to the issues or any explanation for the late disclosure?
Well, I'm very grateful for the opportunity. I'd like to make 4 points, if I may. The first is that, of course, a witness statement has been provided by Dom Leo Maidlis-Davis, the prior administrator of Downside, to explain at length and in detail the reason for the late disclosure. That witness statement, can I emphasise, does not seek to place blame on the inquiry. It simply sets out the facts of how we come to be where we are today and why disclosure was made in the way that it was. We aren't seeking to blame the inquiry. We aren't seeking to exculpate ourselves. The position is simply set out, frankly, and on the facts. Paragraphs 37 to 58, which Mr. Steen didn't read out, explain the reasons why disclosure was made subsequently. Can I be clear? The second point is the EBC and Downside has adopted a broad approach to relevance, as has always been urged upon all core participants. So when one refers to numbers of 10,000 documents, with respect, a number of those documents may be of tangential, at best, relevance. But we have disclosed the documents that, for example, would be hit on an internet search term using an email sift. We have done that because we understood that's how the inquiry wished to approach the matter of disclosure. That may result in an inquiry receiving more disclosure than otherwise, but we have done that because that's our understanding of what is required. It suggested that Dom Leo's witness statement might conceal a lack of urgency. My starting point is we don't say it conceals anything. It simply tells the inquiry what has happened. It's, of course, a matter for the inquiry as to what view it takes of that explanation. But, of course, Dom Leo will be giving evidence during the course of this hearing. And if the inquiry have questions for him about the process of disclosure, no doubt those questions will be raised and that can be explored with him. But what one simply shouldn't and couldn't properly do at this stage is to leap to an assumption that because disclosure has been made in a series of tranches over many months, that it therefore follows that Downside Abbey and School are trying to hide something from the inquiry. We say that simply is wholly unjustified. The final point I'd make is in relation to the suggestion made by Mr. Steen that this inquiry should exercise its powers under Section 35 in relation to orders made under Section 21. Well, the inquiry will be very familiar with the process as it exists. We are asked to make disclosure, and what we have done consistently, we say with our obligations, in particular our Data Protection Act obligations, is we provide a list of the documents in such a way as the inquiry can then make a Section 21 order, such that we can then disclose the documents to the inquiry without concerns arising in relation to confidentiality and data protection issues. It has never been the case, and it has never been suggested, that we have in any way failed to comply with a Section 21 notice. On the contrary, it is us who have requested the Section 21 notices, with which we have then complied invariably in the speediest possible way. So we should say there is simply, again, no basis for a suggestion that this inquiry should, in relation to the disclosure made by Downside, seek to exercise any more punitive sanction under Section 35 or in any other way. We regret, of course, that it has not been possible to make disclosure sooner and in a more sequenced fashion. But an explanation for that has been provided, and it will be for the inquiry to consider whether that explanation conceals, as it were, as Mr. Steen says, or is simply the facts of the matter as set out before you. I don't want to add to Dom Leo's statement. I don't think it would be right to do so in these circumstances, because ultimately it will be a question for the inquiry as to hear from him in relation to the steps that were taken. Those are just the 4 points I'd like to make, if I may. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Conn.
Thank you, madam. Mr. Steen had said, if I'd heard him correctly, that Ampleforth were included in the problem relating to discovery. That simply is not right. We had completed discovery by July of 2016. The request was made back in January. We had in place a team which did complete by then. Subsequently, the inquiry asked us for further documents, which we promptly supplied. I therefore utterly reject the suggestion. I'm sure it was put in, perhaps mistakenly, that Ampleforth in any way were tardy on disclosure. We have not been. We have disclosed fully. We've given all the documents. We were asked for additional documents. We have supplied them promptly.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly.
say again with the microphone, in respect of that last point, my understanding is that Mr. Kelly is quite correct on that point. Ampleforth have not been tardy, certainly not to any great extent. I make 5 points. First of all, the last batch of disclosure from Kingsley Napoli, who represent Downside and the English Benedictine congregation, was on the 31st of October. Secondly, in terms of exercising powers, a point that was made by my learned friend, Mr. Steen, Queen's Counsel, it is, of course, difficult to exercise powers when one is given the understanding that disclosure has been made and is complete. That was our initial understanding, and the inquiry did not realise that further material existed. We have, therefore, come full circle to the point I made at the outset, which is that in reality, the inquiry rely on core participants to make timely responses to requests. That is not just a disclosure response, but there is a duty with that response to do proper investigations and inquiries in order that all material is identified and disclosed to us. Thirdly, the Davis, Leo Maidlow Davis statement. It was not volunteered. I simply make that point. It was requested by the inquiry precisely so as to try and establish what the issues had been. And finally, when late disclosure was made to the inquiry, the solicitors to the inquiry and counsel to the inquiry went to great lengths to see that whether we could identify the most important of the documents, to see that those important documents were redacted and ciphered first, that they were reviewed first, that they were disclosed first. There was a great deal of material that was wholly irrelevant that was sent to us, within which there were some key documents, and we have gone to great efforts to ensure that the relevant material goes out to core participants in as timely a manner as possible. May I turn to the other matter that I indicated that I would be dealing with,